And your heart is right to place. So Father, let this prayer be real in our lives. To give your word its rightful place so we can be everything you want us to be. Let not one of us be less than what you want us to be. Blessed be your name. Deliver us from those distractions of life that take our focus away from the word. Help us, Lord, tonight. And thank you because we know we have received help. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat.
Thank you.
glorified in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap as you take your seat.
What do you think? I think one of these days we should come and just settle on this classical feel and just do it the whole evening. Just soak in the presence, receive impartation, and then go home. Will it be a waste? How many of you are in agreement with such? Just settle on this and just keep going and on and on. Just line them up. Just on and on and on. Yokes will be broken. And the wordings of the song itself is preaching, right? The music is message. Yes, if you listen well, it's actually preaching. And so you have that. It's a combination of message, a combination of music, combination of melody, a combination of mantle, you know. And then at the end of the day, you just left and the battle is over. I believe that we'll do that one of these evenings. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Give the Lord a bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. Give the Lord a big most clap and a loudmost shout of praise. I would have said that we'll do that this Wednesday, but this Wednesday coming is a convention Wednesday, so maybe we'll do it the following Wednesday. And just come, just soak in. Just a charge, brief charge, and then soak in, and then just proceed. Hallelujah. You are welcome tonight in Jesus' precious name. Psalm 119:130. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding to the simple. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding to the simple. Tonight, we shall be looking at accessing the word of God. Accessing the word of God. Our objective is understanding what it takes or what to do to access the depths, light, and revelation of the word. What do we do to access the depth, the light, the revelation of the word? I heard from God's servant, Bishop David Oyedepo, for the first time. He said, many people carry the Bible, but not many people know what the Bible carries. Many are familiar with the letter of the word, but not many people know the spirit of the word. Many are happy to encounter verses of scripture, but not everyone knows that there is a voice behind the verse. It is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profited nothing. John chapter 6, verse 63. Jesus said, the words that I speak to you, they carry spirit and they carry life. You can just encounter the word and encounter the verses. But the words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. In Psalm 62, verse 11. Once has God spoken, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Once has God spoken, twice have I heard. The first thing we encounter in the word is the information, the instruction. The second hearing is the revelation. Once God has spoken, twice have I heard. Now, why is revelation important? Why is the revelation of the scripture important? Why is it important to encounter revelation? Not just encounter information. Not just even see the instructions, but to see the revelations. have 10 reasons. There are many more, but I'll just give 10. One, revelation brings transformation. It is the revelation that brings transformation to life. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and in verse 18. He said, but we all with open face, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord. The Bible is called in the book of James the mirror. Beholding us in a mirror, that's the word, the glory of the Lord. We are changed into the same image from glory to glory. Even as by the Spirit of the Lord. What you see out of the world determines the change you experience in life. Revelation brings transformation. The reason why our lives are not changing at the same rate is because we are not seeing things at the same level. Revelation brings transformation. There are people who have been in church for many years. Life did not change. There are those who just stepped in, something changed. Revelation brings transformation. Number two, revelation brings revolution. That is a drastic turnaround of events and things. Revelation brings a revolution. That kind of revolution was what happened to Peter at the lake in Luke chapter 5 and in verse 4, where he said, now when Jesus had left speaking, he was preaching the general preaching, he now said unto Simon, launch out into the deep. Now from verse 2 and 3, Jesus preached generally to everybody. And he saw two ships, he entered one of them and prayed that they would trust him a little from the land. And then he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. That was the general word. But there was now a word that came specifically to Peter. That is revelation word. Revelation is that word that comes with you in mind. Everybody heard the preaching, but you heard something different. The scripture appears general, but you saw something that is different. Different from what you used to see. That was what Peter heard. Beyond the general preaching, beyond the general instruction, he got a specific revelation for himself. Launch out into the net. Launch out your nets into the deep for a drought. And let down your nets for a drought. And he said, unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night, and we have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net break. That is a revolution. Where there was not one fish before, and now the net is breaking and the ship is sinking. That is a revolution, and it comes by revelation. Even though Kenneth Copeland was a commercial pilot, he was struggling to survive. With his wife, according to the story I heard, one pot was what they had to boil for water to do everything, just one. Until the word landed on him and changed his life. He was struggling for survival, in debt to the neck. God's servant Bishop David Oyedepo heard one word. As far as the earth remains, seed time and harvest will not cease. He heard one word. He saw it in scripture. Everything turned. I see a turning around coming for somebody here. If you believe that, shout the Lord and say amen. So you see something out of the scripture. Everything turns around in your marriage. Turns around in your business. Turns around in your ministry. Turns around everywhere. Just one word. Revelation brings revolution. Number three, revelation terminates frustration. Frustration. You just got a revelation from God. You saw something out of the word of God, and years of frustration just came to an end. Revelation terminates frustration. That was what happened to Peter in Luke chapter 5, verse 4 to 6. Master, I have toiled all the night. I have taken nothing. Nevertheless,
at thy word. I have taken nothing. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I am tired. I am exhausted. But at your word, I will lay down the net. For every frustrating life situation, there is a scriptural solution. You heard what I just said? For every frustrating life situation, there is a scriptural solution. There is something out of the word that is the answer to that frustration. And once you see it, the days of frustration comes to an end. The revelation terminates frustration. Number five, revelation brings elevation. Arise, shine, your light has come. Revelation brings elevation. Galatians chapter 2 and in verse 2, I went up by revelation. Revelation brings elevation. People go up by revelation. Your level remains the same until you see something. Simon, son of Jonas, flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto you, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. Peter's level changed. Matthew chapter 16, if you read from verse 13 all the way to verse 18, his level changed when Jesus asked, who do men say that I am? And all of them said one thing or the other, and Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Who do you say? And once he answered that, his level changed. Revelation is a level changer. Your level of life, your level in ministry, your level in business, your level in destiny. You just shift levels. Revelation brings elevation. Number five, revelation brings distinction. You stand out among your mates. You stand out in your family. You stand out in your generation. You stand out in your community. Arise, shine. Shining is distinction. Because light has come. When light comes, men rise. When light comes, men shine. Arise, shine. For your light has come. You may get a certificate by education. But that may not necessarily cause a shining in life. You may get recognition by connection. I know so and so person. That may not cause a shining in life. If you are really going to shine in life, it is going to be because there is something you know that others don't know. I got into discussion some time ago with some people that we grew up together, and they are in one thing or the other, ministry, this or that. And by the time I spoke a little, I began to realize that the difference in where we were was a function of the difference in what we knew. I didn't realize. I thought we all knew the same thing. The difference was just so drastic. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. That was number five. Number six, revelation brings celebration. Authentic celebration. Authentic rejoicing. Authentic joy. Where you see a man permanently excited in celebration, life is a continual feast for him. Life is a continual feast. In Jeremiah chapter 15 and in verse 16, he said, thy words were found, and I ate them, and thy word was unto me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. Your word was unto me a celebration. It's a celebration, a celebration, a celebration, a celebration. The man of God, Smith Wigglesworth, what I told you last time. He told people, he said, any amount you want me to give you, I'll give you. If you ever catch me without a Bible,
if you ever catch me without a Bible. Since I read that thing, I came across that you will never catch me without a Bible. In fact, today it is Bibles. From university days, from before then, it's not possible to go anywhere without a Bible. No, impossible. And now you have Bible that you are listening to. You have Bible you are reading. And this man, they said, was permanently excited. Sharply dressed all the time. Permanently alive. Permanently excited. You couldn't catch a darkness around him. There was a permanent sunshine in his soul. Because revelation begs celebration. You are not just rejoicing. There is reason to rejoice. The revelation has packed revolution. It has brought you elevation. It has brought transformation. It has changed things around you. Apart from the fact that it carries its own intoxicating capacity. That is, you saw light. Even without seeing the result of that light, you are already charged. How many of you understand what I'm talking about? What you saw out of scripture, you haven't seen the result of it yet. Yet you are charged. You are excited. And then, you saw the result, it just multiplies. Revelation brings celebration. Number 7, revelation brings illumination. And that eliminates darkness. Brings illumination. Isaiah chapter 9 and in verse 8. It said, the Lord sent a word into Jacob. That word that entered into Jacob, it lighted upon Israel. It didn't say he sent a word unto Jacob. That's the way we read it. Unto. That is, the word went towards Jacob. He sent it into. Revelation is what enters. He enter. Whenever you came across a light and the light enter, you know. You know, the smell of alcohol doesn't make a drunkard. That a man is misbehaving because he smelled. No. He has to sit down. And settle down and then take a shot and then take another and then take another. And before you know it, he's ahead of the asking somebody, said, and the other person said, how do I know when I get drunk? He said, you know that when you see these two fingers, he has one finger up. When you see these two fingers, if the two fingers become four, then you know you are drunk. What has happened to him? Because he sat down there. I mean, and the Bible says, be filled with the Holy Ghost. And I'm using that illustration because the Word of God is the spiritual equivalent of that carnal disaster called alcohol. What did I call it? Natural disaster. The Word of God is the spiritual equivalent, spiritual intoxicant. Someone say amen. Someone say a louder amen. Someone say a louder amen. So what point are we on? Illumination. You know, illumination means that if there is a work of witchcraft, it's a work of darkness. Nothing breaks darkness like light. If there is an ancestral curse, it can be fractured by light. If there is a generational curse, if there is an occultic manipulation, the number of occultic people that died because of some of us is when we go to heaven, we'll know. Number of witches, wizards, number of bad people. Light. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. So, revelation brings illumination. Number 8, revelation brings restoration. What is missing can be found when you get light. It brings restoration. In Luke chapter 15 and in verse 8, a woman lost a coin. And the Bible said, either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, does not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it. So light causes you to find what is lost. You heard what I said? Light causes men to find what is lost, that which is lost. If you lost your health, it can be restored by light. Do you understand that? You lost your health, it can be restored by light. You lost your peace, it can be restored by light. You lost your joy, it can be restored by light. You lost your job, it can be restored by light. Somebody say loud amen. Light is a restorer. I told you the funny story before how I wrote the medical exam of pathology. Histopathology. And they asked the question, write on the autopsy findings of a man dying of primary liver cell cancer. Autopsy findings. Primary liver cell carcinoma. Autopsy finding. Autopsy. When I saw autopsy, I used my English mind. Autopsy means the man has died. And you say a man dying. I wrote one line. The man has not died. So what is the need of the autopsy? And you know when medicine say he's dying, you know they're not talking faith. I mean the real medical practice is not, they give you 3 days to live. And as far as they are concerned, they have seen the man with primary liver cell cancer, he has already died. That is all the things. There are some investigations that are ordered. Not necessarily for therapeutic purpose now, but for academic purpose. All right. Just what stage of cancer is this? Let's do the immunohistochemistry to know the variant of the cancer. All that, their practice does not give any chance. They say the man is dying. I say, the man hasn't died. You want to do autopsy? The autopsy means the cause of death. You want to find what killed the man. And you say the man is dying. He hasn't died. So no need for the autopsy. That was what I answered. One line. That mark carried 25%. 25. There is no way you will fail it and pass. That question. He carried one question. He carried 25%. When I came outside the exam and I realized what has happened. Because you must realize what happened. I began to look for revelation that can bail me out. And I realized that God wrote the Ten Commandments with his finger. The Bible says he has a pen, the pen of a ready writer. And I said, Lord, you know I know the answer. The challenge was that I misunderstood the question. I am not asking you to do any other thing for me other than the answer you know I would have answered. Help me write it, please. Did he help me or not? Overhelp, self. Before the result came out, one of those who marked the question saw me in the teaching hospital. He said, what a success. You smashed that thing. Shook my hands in congratulation. You did well done, well done. If it was fail, I won't be telling the story now. Praise the Lord. Restoration. Nothing is too lost to be found. In God, nothing is too lost to be found. The lion took a lamb and I went after him.
I went after him. I went after him. And I snatched that lamb out of the mouth of the lion. Nothing is ever too lost to be found. If only you can locate the light. Nothing is too lost to be found. If you can locate the light. Nothing is too lost to be found. If you can connect with the light. Revelation brings restoration. And then number 8. Revelation brings direction. There are decisions you are trying to make, steps you want to take, and just one light from scripture settles you. It just sorted you out. Which way do I go? Which direction do I follow? Am I on the right course maritally? What are you saying to me, Lord? And one revelation from scripture, Psalm 119 verse 105, he said, Psalm 119 said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet, that's direction, and a light unto my path. It's showing me which way to go. It's showing me the direction to take. It's showing me the moves to make. Your word is a light unto my path. It brings direction. I've received several directions in life at various junctions of my life. We have not borrowed as a church because scriptures told me, say, the borrower is the servant of a lender. As massive as this construction is, not a dime, not a cc. Was taken anywhere as borrow. This direction. You want to make some moves. You want to take some steps. And then one scripture just sorts you out. Revelation brings direction. And number 10. Revelation is the basis of creation. Or is raw material for creation. Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 all the way to verse 5. In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of the Lord moved on the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. That light was revelation. And that light was the basis of creation. Was the raw material for the rest of the creation. Basis of creation. That is, things that were non-existent can be brought into existence by revelation. Non-existent things can be brought into existence by revelation. Revelation can spark off a new beginning for your life, a new beginning for your destiny, a new beginning for your marriage. Revelation. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. How many of you trust God for revelation tonight? Now, very, very quickly, remember, our subject is accessing the Word of God. So, how do we access revelation? Number one, by being born again. By being born again. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 and 4. 2 Corinthians 4, 3 and 4. He said, but if our gospel is hid, be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. If our gospel is hid, it is hid to them that are lost. So if they are not born again, they are blinded. They are blinded. Iniquity is a blinder of insight. It's a blinder against insight. Sin, unrighteousness, ungodly living. If our gospel is hid, it is hid. Anyone who does not know the Lord has spiritual eyes that are blind. Spiritual eyes are blind. Mark chapter 4 verse 11. Jesus said to his disciples, he said, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom. But unto them that are without, those who don't know, all these things are in parables. They are things that they can't comprehend. They are in parables. You are saying clear things a sinner can't understand. How many of you have seen some raw sinners inside service? During praise worship, he's confused. Praise the Lord. He sits in the church. I mean, if you know that most
I mean, raw unbelievers doesn't care to come to church with a pen and paper. To write what? Okay, to write what? He's surprised that people are writing. He sits and looks for a while. It's yawning. He's totally confused. Because these things, meanwhile, for the child of God whose spiritual eyes are open, even if the preacher coughed, he may hear something out of that cough. All these things are surprising him why people are interested. It's a great thing to serve the Lord. Do you remember that ancient song? It is a great thing to serve the Lord. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. Walking in the light. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. Walking in the light. Everybody walk, oh walk, 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 walking in the light. Oh walk, 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 walking in the light. Oh walk, 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 walking in the light. Walking in the light of God. At times I wonder how sinners survive. The peace we have, the joy we feel, the boldness, the audacity, combine the two, the audacity. They have done nothing. Afraid of their shadow, afraid of the future. Everything is, look at the testimony of the young man. As high as he is on Indian hemp, with his hair, with his worldly music, he's afraid of motorcycle. Hallelujah. By being born again, we access revelation. Number two, by desperation and hunger. Desperation and hunger. Job chapter 23 and in verse 12. Job 23 and in verse 12. He said, neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. I am hungry for what he has to say. Matthew 6 and in verse 5. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. For they, is it 5:6? For they shall be filled. They hunger and thirst after righteousness. 5:6. They hunger and thirst after righteousness. They shall be filled. Insight follows interest. And desperation is a magnet of revelation. Insight follows interest. Archbishop Idahosa of blessed memory said, people ask him, what is your gift? He said, one of his gifts is the gift of boldness. I have many gifts by his grace. But in addition to all of them, one is dieless hunger. Desperate hunger. That is permanently wanting more. The other day I was reading the scripture by listening. And it went too fast. And I realized I must have missed something as it went. So I revised it, went all the way back to the previous chapter. And as I started coming, I truly found something that I missed. Desperate hunger. Hunger that can't be conquered is critical. If our hunger is not the same, our insight can't be the same. If our desperation is not the same, our revelation can't be the same. By desperation and hunger. Number three, by a deliberate search. You deliberately went on a search. He said, thy words were found, which means I was looking for them. Jeremiah 15 and in verse 16, thy words were found. I was searching and I found. Thy words were found. So you go on a search. In Proverbs chapter 25 and in verse 2, it is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out the matter. God conceals things. Why? So that you don't throw holy things to dogs. Anything that is too available is no longer valuable. Most times. Except God makes it deliberately available. Am I communicating at all? Rarity enhances value. Gold is very rare, so it's very valuable. Diamond is rare, so it's valuable. So that's how real insight is. You embark on a search. It is the duty of God to conceal it. It is your honor to search it out. Somebody say aloud, amen. Maybe premature death is ravaging your family. Then you go through the scripture. Every message that was ever preached on longevity, you look for it. Everything. And then you sit down 1 day fast, 2 day fast, a 3 day fast. I refuse to die like others died. I can't be cut short before my time. I am the one to deal with death. You're back on the search. Before those 3 days are over, you step out with a shout. I found it. Not only am I going to fulfill my days, everyone around me must fulfill their days. That will become your resolution. If poverty is ravaging your family, then you embark on a search as to why you must crush the head of poverty. They say nobody should amount to anything in your family. You tell the devil, I'll be the first one. God's servant Bishop Oyedepo said, what you don't want, you don't watch. Don't watch it if you don't want it. Do something about it. I said some time ago, what you are not resisting, you are assisting. And what you don't resist has the right to remain. Am I communicating at all? So you step out on a search. It was a search for church growth that exploded Winners Chapel. Search for what is the answer, the way to financial prosperity. Exploded. I've made several searches in my own life. With the word, with prayer. A deliberate search. What is the way to marital harmony? What is the way to marital dignity? A search. What is the way to impact in ministry? A search. What do I do to excel mentally? A search. I see somebody succeeding in the name of Jesus. Your research is key to your result. Search and research, they are keys to your result. By a deliberate search, what you locate is determined by what you look for. What you find is determined by what you seek for. Matthew chapter 7 and in verse 7. Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Listen to this, and if you want, you can note it down. Chance discoveries are possible, but rare. Chance discovery. Things that you discover by chance, they are possible, but they are very rare. But deliberate and decisive discoveries are more guaranteed than chance discoveries. Deliberate and decisive discoveries. You are not waiting to see it accidentally. You went to look for it. You decided to search the matter. Then you find. Somebody say amen. Finally, for today, because we'll continue on this by Sunday, what do I do to access revelation number 4? By prayers for discovery. That is, you are born again already. You are desperate and hungry to see something. You embarked on a deliberate search, and now you are praying. Lord, open my eyes. Psalm 119 verse 18. Open down my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Let me see what I haven't seen before. Let me see what I haven't seen before. Ephesians chapter 1 and in verse 16 to 18. Ephesians 1 verse 16 to 18. It says, cease not, Paul the apostle speaking, he said, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. He was praying for the Ephesian church, for the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God, that the eyes of your understanding will be enlightened to know. Open my eyes. Prayer is a major key of access into the word of God. And let me say this, the place of prayer is the place of light. Luke chapter 9, verse 29. As he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistering. Light exploded as he prayed. The place of prayer is the place of light and insight and revelation. Complications become simplifications at the place of supplication. Complications experience simplification. What was complicated becomes simplified at the place of supplication by revelation. It's a new day for you. It's a new day for you. So what about taking a day to search some things in scripture? Maybe on your health. Maybe on your finances. And then while doing that in prayer and fasting, you're asking the Lord, show me what I haven't seen before. And the Lord will show you. Is anybody here ready to receive the word tonight? Has anybody received the revelation here tonight? I prophesy upon you tonight, by the virtue of the revelation you receive tonight, I see transformation happening in your life. I see transformation. I announce to somebody, a complete revolution is taking place in your finances. Don't wait for the person who will shout amen for you. If you know it belongs to you, and you know you are expecting a revolution, shout the loudest amen. I prophesy to somebody here, your season of frustration is over forever. Over forever. Marital frustration, career frustration, destiny frustration is over forever. I decree today, this revelation of the word you receive tonight is changing your level. You are moving in elevation. In the name of Jesus, I decree, I announce, in your family, because of light, you will stand out. In your community, because of light, you will stand out. What I just said, I am not saying it from theory. I'm saying it from an experiential point of view. In your family, in your community, in your locality, wherever you have come from, the word of God will cause you to stand out. The word of God will cause a difference to be made in your life. Shout the loudest amen. By virtue of the revelation of the word you receive tonight, every trace of depression, every trace of sorrow, every trace of discouragement and despair disappears forever. I see illumination. I decree and curse the force of darkness. Every darkness of witchcraft, darkness of occultism, darkness from the powers of hell, I declare their powers broken by light tonight. In the name of Jesus, and whatever the devil took from you is coming back. Whatever is lost is being restored. Whatever needs restoration, replacement in your life is being restored. I see restoration of mentality, restoration of mindset, restoration of confidence. That's right. You lost your confidence, restoration of favor, restoration of your testimony, restoration of your trust is coming back right now in the name of Jesus. Someone trusting God for the next step to take.
by the light you just received, direction has come. Direction has come. Direction has come. Direction has come. And what is more, everything that needs to be created in your life, everything that was not existing before, that needs to come into existence in your life, I declare their release right now. If you are saying amen, say it loud, amen. If you are saying amen, say it loud, say amen. Lift up your hands and give the Lord the praise. 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 Give him the praise and give him the honor. And after that, we'll take a prayer or two, and then we are through this night. Give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. Meo salivia kakazaradavos. Zore felibigia landadana hazalalashta. Rata satelo gabarana gagadala hazali. Le costa parata satala la barada. Lete petajaka namanakala prato sofrela parata patata. Le perra taka sofrela pele namanakala prato sofrela rata papala kada. Zora papata zakala sabrakala rakata papele rata kada. Roto zakala pele prato roto zakala prata la kabakola pia. I receive the word that will change my life in this season. Le paraka sona na kana na hazari. Le paraka na kana na hazari. Le kuste perete sina na kana na hari. Le kaspero tazana na kana na halara. Zoro tasakele gadila na kana na kana na hazara. Repete se pete sona na kana na hazari. Gaga hazari, gaga hazari. Le pete kana na kana hazari. Zoro tasana na kana na kana na kana na kana na hazari. Rota se perete sina na kana na hazari. Jarata se telemira na kana na hazari. Yato se para yala. In Jesus' precious name. Pray this prayer and mean it from your heart. Lord, open my eyes to see that word that will completely change my life in this season. Open my eyes to see that word that will completely change my life in this season. Open my eyes. Are you ready now? Lift your hands and your voice and say, Father,
Father,
I ask
that you will open
my eyes to see that word
that
will completely
change
my life
in this
season.
Open my
eyes
to
that word
that
will completely
change
my life
in
this season.
Open my
eyes,
oh
Lord,
in
the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. I'm gonna go to the hospital.
In the name
of Jesus. The Lord has answered us in Jesus' name. When the COVID thing was coming and they predicted terrible disaster for Africa, one thing was very clear in my mind. We may not have the sophisticated medical equipment that they have in the places where the prediction was coming from. But I know there was something we have here. We have oil.
Yes, sir.
Ekpo. Anno. We have oil. Ekpo, we have oil. And then war, they enter the ground in this country. Irrespective of the criminality and everything, where sin abound, grace doth much more. Too much oil, too much word. So the predictions only happen from the direction of the predictors. It happened where they predicted it from. In the same manner. Father, your oil and your word in this country, let it change our nation. Your oil, your anointing, and your word that is in this nation, let it change our nation in this season. Lift your voice and say, Father, we ask that your word and your anointing that is on the ground of our nation will change this nation in this season. Give us a revolution in this season by your word and your anointing in our nation. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Give us a revolution. Give us a revolution. A revolution. By your word. By your anointing. In our nation. Give us a revolution. Give us a revolution. Give us a revolution. Give us a revolution by your anointing, by your word in our nation. A revolution, a revolution, a revolution, a revolution, a revolution, a revolution, a revolution by your word, by your anointing. This nation. Jesus, lift up your hands and give him the praise. He has answered us. He has answered us worshiping. Lift your hands. There is a divine visitation happening right now. Oh, Masha Kokoba, lift your hands.
visitation encounter right now. Let your hands everywhere you are. If you are able to be upstanding, you can, please. Lift your hands high. Lift those hands high and close your eyes and hands lifted. A divine visitation encounter. I see the arrest of a blood situation, like someone losing blood, like an issue of blood. The lady starts, has a name that starts with a C, like a charity or something. Losing blood. A man also has a name that starts with a C, like a Callistus or something. Battling with the spirit of death. The devil killing people in the family. A man with a name that starts with a D. Battling with charm or poisoning in the system. Right now, the Lord, clean this out of your system. If you are here in person and the names or the situations mentioned refer to you, you can dash out quickly. Rest of us, lift up your hands. And if you are watching online and that was your situation that was mentioned with the name, you can also let us know. Lift your hands high. Lift your hands. Say, Father, I receive the divine visitation encounter tonight. Go ahead, go ahead. Lift your hands up. At the count of three, you place your hands on your head and scream, I receive. A turnaround. Lift your hands up. Say, Father, I receive that encounter tonight. In the name of Jesus. I receive that encounter tonight. I receive a turnaround tonight. My change of story tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Are you ready to receive at the count of three? In the name of Jesus. One, two, and three. Receive it. 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 Receive. 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 Receive your turnaround encounter. Oh,
in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. I just saw the Lord lift up an embargo from somebody's life. A limitation just got broken. What the devil says you should not achieve or become, you shall become it from now. Witchcraft manipulation is over. Ancestral curse is over. Altar of limitation. Get your hands yourself. Stand as an usher. Altar of witchcraft in the household. Power of the Holy Ghost set on fire. Altar of witchcraft in your household. Altar of limitation. Altar of backwardness. Failure at the edge of breakthrough. Near success syndrome altar. Today is the end of this altar. In the name of Jesus. Somebody is healed of ulcer. Somebody is healed of numbness on the right hand side of the face, like a paralysis that also blocked the right ear. Numbness just open right now. That's right. Somebody is healed of ulcer. Somebody on the right hip, God heals a fire sensation there and an affliction right there in the name of Jesus. And God is healing blood sugar and healing blood pressure, healing hepatitis, healing HIV, healing sickle cell anemia, and everything that runs in the blood that is contrary is cleaned out right now. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Tell me about
it. Sir, you said somebody with the name C, a lady, losing blood. This is Sister Chinaza. Every time they will tell her that she's losing blood, shorting blood, anemia. And that's her case. And it's making her very weak.
Your hands. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master.
This is our brother. His name starts with C.
Right. Yes, so what happened?
He said that last year he lost his father and his sister. Last month first, he had an accident. Within a short time, people were dying around his family.
Spirit of death, lift up your hands. In the name of Jesus, live and fulfill your days.
Sir, these two men are D. You said somebody with the name D stepped on poison, stepped on charm. And the two of them, exactly the same thing. He is feeling vibration on his leg. And as the word came, that disappeared. He said he even wrote a text to you. And he knows that his word has come today.
Lift up your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, let these afflictions die. Somebody say, every evil deposit in my body, return back to hell. So every evil load, you are returning back to hell. On your marks, get set. Return back to hell. Return back to hell. Return back to hell. In the name of Jesus.
Sir, we still have more D's here. All of them are talking about stepping on chance.
Father, in the name of Jesus, it is over. Jesus' precious name, it is over. Poison in the whatever in the dream. Today it is over. Physically, really. Really, lift up your hands. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Everybody lift up your right hand and say, Father, I receive the turnaround in my life today. Lift your right hand and just go ahead and receive that turnaround. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. You are all free in Jesus' precious name. In Jesus' precious name. Your healings are all permanent. Can you return back to your seat, every one of you? If you came in here with an ulcer condition and you are healed already, you can step forward and let us know what happened. Numbness on the side of the right side of the face that is blocking the right ear, also healed by the power of God. The limitation is over right now. The Lord is releasing finances that are held down. Finances that are held down. Finances that are held down. Before this weekend expires, anywhere your money is tied, they are released. In the name of Jesus, I decree the financial miracle. I declare the career miracle.
in the name of Jesus. I call it done. I don't want to embarrass you, but God wants to deliver a man with a name that starts with M from the spell of alcoholism. You are struggling to be free from alcoholism. Just now, the Lord even caused that to occur in your heart. You want to be free from alcoholism. The name starts with an M. If you are here and that is you and you are battling with alcoholism, I want you to step out quickly. And even if that was not your name, but you are battling with alcoholism, but there's a man with a name that starts with M, battling with alcoholism, drinking. Yes, run forward. What's the name? Huh? Okay. Excellent. The accurate name was Michael, but here is also Mohammed, and all battling with alcoholism. Michael. Lift up your hands, two of you, and say after me, say, Jesus, I receive total deliverance, from the power, of alcoholism. Now, power, free, the name of Jesus. Michael, another Michael. All right, come. The name of Jesus, break. All of them, come forward. All of you, Mohammed, Michael, all of you, come forward here. Now, I want you to join them if you are here tonight and you are trusting the Lord for your sins to be forgiven. Not alcoholism, anything. You just want to give your life to Jesus. You want today to mark a new day for you. Take your seat, people, and quickly rush to the front here and let me pray with you. I live for Jesus day after day. Pastor, I want to be free. Like that young man was free. Maybe your own is you are not serious with God. You are lying, you are cheating, you are duping, you are fraudulent, whatever it is. Bitter unforgiveness. Immoral living, whatever kind of life you are living, and you know God is not happy with you, quickly come forward here. While they come, let's take our positions with the communion as well. God bless you. Quickly. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. Say it louder. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Jesus, make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Today, forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken and the grace to live for God be released upon you. In Jesus' precious name, amen.